That's Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Free members, man, I love you guys so much. I'm humbled by your support of my site. You guys are just awesome. Had a blast today on another podcast with a great coach, Coach Fed Araka from Bucknell. Coach Fed, 3 times Patriot League Coach of the Year, 1 time D3 Coach of the Year, 13 seasons at Bucknell, 122-74. And we got great drills from him in the past. Just hit the search box on the site for Fed Araka or Bucknell, and you'll get a look at some of those. This podcast was awesome, man. All kinds of great drills, some great ground ball drills, something called the Derby drill. We reviewed some other drills. His attention to detail is like mind-blowing, you know. Anyway, in this preview or sample out of the full podcast that the premium guys get, we focus on something he calls a numbers drill. Most of us run something like this. You might call it a jailbreak. You might call it a numbers drill from the midfield line coming in. But he's got some really unique twist to it I think you're going to love. So here he is talking about the numbers drill, Coach Fed Araka from Bucknell.
Your philosophy as a defensive coach, and you've got to practice that. You got to teach them how to recover, and you've got to practice it so that it becomes habitual, you know, so that it's a habit. We actually do another drill. We call it the numbers drill, where there's 6 lines of offense and there's 5 lines of defense. There's actually a 6th line of defense, but there's only 1 guy in that line because it hardly ever gets called out that way. But it could be 6 versus 1 or 6 versus 4 or 4 versus 2. It could be any combination. And I will literally call out, the offensive coach calls out his numbers. The lines 1 through 5 will go if he calls 5. And I'll call 2. And so lines 1 and 2 go. So it's 5 versus 2. And the defense never really knows what the situation is going to be until that split second is called. But the bottom line is, no matter what numbers are called, whether it's 6 versus 5 or 5 versus 1, you always have to, everyone has to sprint into the hole defensively and then pick up inside out. And that drill is great because sometimes we'll call 6 versus 1 and the one guy will stop him because he had a guy between the shooter and the goalie. He didn't go out there and cover him at 20, and the offense wasn't silly enough to shoot from 20 or 13 or 8 when it's 6-on-1. They tried to get a perfect shot, and our defender was in position. Whereas if our defender, even if it was a 6-on-3, and we went and picked up the ball at 13 yards, and then rotated to the next guy at 13 yards, and the next guy, then there'd be nobody between the goalie and the shooter if they won more to down to the pipe. So when you only have one defender, you have a different mentality. But then if you have that same mentality, 6-on-1, same as 6-on-6, and you had 6 guys, you know, in the hub, then you got a real good shot to stop them, and your goalie's going to play a lot better if he's got bodies in front of him. So while it's good to pressure on defense and get out there and force mistakes, it's great when you can still have some people in the hole or in the hub. And that's what we try to do at Bucknell. We try to pressure, but also cover that hub area.
So, Coach, when you run that, where do you start these guys? I mean, on the field, where are they located?
So we do it 2 different ways. One way is super simple, where everybody's at the midline. 6 guys on offense lined up across the 50-yard line, across the midline.
Yeah.
And then in between every one of those 6 lines is a defensive line. And then we can throw another defensive line at the end, because what we'll do sometimes is I'll call a number. Like, the offensive coach will call a number. Let's say he calls 5, and then I call 2 for the defense. And then a second later, I might yell 3, 4, 5. And so all of a sudden, it becomes 5-on-3, 5-on-4, 5-on-5. And then offense might yell 6. So then a 6th guy will get added. So we could just start to add guys as long as that ball is still going, or there's a shot and a rebound and it's still alive. We might add a 1 on offense and 1 on defense. Sometimes we'll actually play a man up on defense. So if he calls 3, I might call 4. So, you know, it keeps the guys on their toes, but it's a different situation each and every time. But you're driving home the same principles. Offensively, you're moving the ball upfield. The ball moves faster than your feet, and it's all about spacing. You know, so, like, if it's 6-on-1 offensively, you don't want to have guys on top of each other. You know, so offensively the keys are to have spacing and ball movement, and defensively it's work hard to get into the hub and pick up inside out. And so we'll call the numbers from up top, and then a coach will roll the ball in. And then for this drill, it's not a live ground ball. It is a ground ball. We throw it to an offensive player, you know, in his area in front of him, and he scoops it. But we don't allow the defense to challenge the ground ball, because then that would ruin the main part of the drill, which is to just get in the hole defensively.
Well, and coach, the D guys are running into the hub first and playing inside out on that too, right?
Yeah. So they're not allowed to challenge the ground ball on that type of drill. And then we also put them in a big circle around the field, half field, of course. Six offensive guys and five defensive guys. And then we just designate, you know, it might go clockwise. And line one is in the corner, and then it just goes clockwise. Same with the defense. So you can come in from different angles as well.
Oh, cool.
That's why
you're Coach of the Year, and I'm sitting here without air conditioning in Atlanta, right there.
You're funny, but I think it's good to do the really simple basic. Sometimes, not all the time, 6-on-5, right from the midline. It seems so basic. Like, why would you go to that? That never really happens in a lacrosse game. Well, here's what happens, fellas. We come in from the same place sometimes. We all come, it's like when you put them in a circle, they're already spaced offensively. But when you line them up top right next to each other, they're all coming from the same spot. They got to figure it out, and they got to get their spacing. Does that make sense?
I preach it, man. Yeah, I love the circle. I need a... Well, number one, let me say this. The numbers drill where you've got all the lines up at the midfield line.
Yeah.
We try and do something similar to that once or twice a week, and we do that instead of conditioning. And, you know, we'll tell the kids we're not going to run today. Excuse me. We're going to tell the young men we're not going to run today. And obviously that's a sprint down, and it's like a 75% jog back, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Man, if you run that one 9 or 10 minutes, it's a great conditioning drill. And, you know, me, I'm a touch guy. You know,
Hey, coaches, hope you got all that. Check out the article section for a more detailed breakdown of this great new twist on this awesome drill. Anyway, this is Lax Coach Mike. Check out our ebooks, check out our coaching clinics. And again, I'm just unbelievably humbled by you all. 1 million page views, 7,000 free members. You guys are incredible, man. We'll keep trying to provide you quality content. Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Until next time, man.